This week's update from the Isle of Man, Breanne Evans.
Hello, netball fans. Welcome to Here If You Need, your weekly podcast covering all the juicy netball gossip from the Manx Netball Association's Sunday Morning League. I'm Breanne Evans. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'm here speaking with Ailish Harris.
Hello.
Hello. And we're not going to mess around today. We're going to dive straight in. Last week's results.
Yes.
So, starting in the Prem, we had Thompson 1, 20, Ballasalla A, 23, Simcox Blue Eagles, 31, Atla Group Humours, 35, and Simcox Red Eagles, 37, Ballasalla B, 24. So, where's my game?
I was going to say, oh, it's because the men's ones
don't
factor into the league results.
Okay. And then Route 1 Connections, 19, Manx Fellas, 39.
That was really good memory.
Thank you very much. I was trying very, very hard. Right, we'll talk through if there any of those are surprising results. I personally think Simcox Blue was a surprise result. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we didn't get to watch that game because they were up at Bemahague, which is a bit annoying. But the play-by-play from the Blues is that it was such a good game. And I think up until the last quarter, the Blues were in the lead. At half time, they were certainly up by, they had a 6-goal lead. At the end of the third quarter, it was a draw. So it was all to play for in the last quarter.
So exciting.
And Pumas came out on top. Obviously, both teams hadn't won their game the week before, so clearly wanted to go in and get some winning points on the board, and it came out in Pumas' favour.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, and I don't mean that in an offensive way to Pumas, but I am kind of happy for them because I chatted to Ellie in our game, and she was a bit like, "Oh, we weren't sure about moving up," you know, and you don't want to get hammered every week,
no,
sort
you
of
don't.
Thing. So I am glad that they've got a win, and I do think there's more to come from Blues.
There is. I think they're struggling to adapt as a team. So new together and so many people coming back. And like everybody, it takes a while for you to really get into the flow of a netball game when you've had so many months off.
Exactly.
It feels like it's been a big break for people that haven't done anything over summer. So I think, you know, combination of things, but hopefully second half of the season when you get to play everyone again, you know, maybe a draw, maybe a win for Blues, who knows.
That's going
to
be their time,
yeah.
I think. Let's talk briefly about your game. I watched a little bit of it, and with all due respect to Simcox Red, usually it feels a lot like there's a bigger gap, but you guys against Ballasalla B, who have quite a few new players, it looked like a really good game to watch.
Yeah, like we had gone in with confidence that we wanted to win this game, and I think that's right. You should always go in wanting to win the game. And Ballaby really did not make that very easy for us at all. You know, the first quarter, we were only up by 3. Second quarter, only up by 6.
Oh, wow.
It was only in that third quarter did we really find our groove and settle, and I think then went up by 12. And then that was kind of it then for the rest of the game. But they clearly wanted to win just as much as we did. And I think that's great that games are so highly contested. And to be honest with you, that is one of the reasons why Simcox have made the decision to mix the teams up a bit more this year, because in order to let the league develop, everybody needs to develop with it.
Yeah.
And you can't just have one team going out and dominating time and time again. So we've split it up. Ballard did such a good job considering they've got completely new faces in there and a slightly younger side than us, but they did really well. And, you know, that result probably could have been closer had the third quarter not have been such
a swing in your favour.
Yeah. And there's always one quarter where people tend to take a bit of a drop, and that is normally the third. And unfortunately for Bala, we just didn't dip as much as other teams normally would.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, come down to the fact that a lot of us play with each other island outside of netball, so you've just got more confidence in your connections with people, and you're not so overly reliant on fitness to take you through. And I would say that was the only thing that was swung in our favour in that game, to be honest with you.
It just looks like really, really nice netball from both sides, and I think it's great that Simcox Red have mixed it up a little bit, because I do think, you know, it's nice when the matches are closer, and also for like your players' personal development, I think it's good as well. But like Claire and Kenzie, I would say deserve to be there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
and Poppy obviously got to play for us on Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, Poppy Irving is such a good player, and she plays so well with everybody. And, you know, I was carrying really bad shin splints, so, well, I probably shouldn't have been playing. But I did, and kept myself back at goal shooter, and she had an absolute field day out at goal attack. And it's, she just didn't look out of place whatsoever, which is fantastic.
She looks so calm on court, popping them in.
Exactly. And obviously Chloe, big up to Chloe, playing goalkeeper. It's like you wouldn't know that she wasn't a defender.
Oh, absolutely not. But she's such a strong, and you are as well, like such strong defending attackers, you know. But it was nice
to see Gemma back. Yeah. Obviously Gemma's returned to the island. And it was a nice like tussle between the two of them, between Gemma and Chloe.
Yeah.
Considering they're both like, you know, goal attack, goal shooters.
Yeah.
Chloe almost in her head having to do the reverse, like, what would I normally do and how can I stop that? So it was actually really nice to see how Gemma played against that, and also how Chloe put up a fight to Gemma. So really good.
Yeah, that's fab. And Ballaby looked like, well, they're not going to struggle with those new players getting used to each other. And then we'll just talk, I didn't see Thompson, we'll just talk briefly about Route 1 and Manx Fellas, which you were umpiring.
I umpired it, yes.
View from the sideline?
Do you know what? It was just a bit unfortunate that you weren't able to get as many goals on the scoreboard. Like, the men just were able to convert the ball quicker, and that's in no way a reflection of how Route 1 played. It's just they have massively adapted their play over the last 12 months, and you can see that they are technically and tactically thinking about their game a little bit more, and were just able to carry that ball down the court so quickly. You know,
Steve Mulhern at goal defence.
He is so clinical in what he does, and he's able to take the ball from like the edge of the goal third halfway into the centre third, and it just completely opens up this play. And I thought very well contested between both sides. Really nice to see that, you know, yourself and Cassie were completely unfazed by playing against men who were giving back just as much as they were getting. It was just a shame that you guys weren't able to score more. It was a really nice game to watch.
It was a well contested game, and it was nice. I like playing against the men because it's challenging. You have to think, you have to play smart, sort of thing. And I thought we adapted to sort of playing the short game quite nicely. And even though it took us longer to get the ball into the circle, we got it there safely.
You were all prepared to work that ball down, and that was nice. It wasn't a, oh my gosh, we need to now reset again. It was, you knew that you had to do that, and you all worked really hard to do that. It's just the men were really good at holding that ball close to them. Somebody would make a drive and open it up, and then it was bam, 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 in.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to stop.
Yeah.
You guys did such a good job to make them hold it for so long. But once that ball was in, I mean, the height of the two Michaels in the shooting
and
circle.
I think that's the thing, watching Paige and Kat and Cassie as well, all their movement was perfect. It's just height.
When that ball goes over, if it's put up in the right place, you're not getting your fingers to it. And
you would have to be as tall as them
and
jump in to get
it.
But it was good. It was hard work, but I felt happy that we'd made good choices and we'd been patient and stuff like that. So that was nice. I did get a couple balls to the... That sounds weird. A couple balls to the face. And Arnie at one point.
In the physical sense.
Yeah, and like obviously playing against Michael, my other half. That's funny because he knocked me a couple times and he would pat me and be like, you're right. And I'm like,
get off of me.
Yeah, don't touch me, don't speak to me until after we've finished. And Steve Mulhern accidentally like kicked the ball and it like smacked me in the face and he was like, I'm so sorry. And Arnie was like, oh God, Rhiannon, you look like you were going to stab him. And I was like, just for that 60 minutes, like, and then it's fine.
Yeah. It's so difficult. Like, and
I love playing against the men though.
Yeah, like, everybody's got this relationship now where your friend's off of the court and it, we've not played each other yet. So that games where you're playing against your friends and actually your teammates on another court is then really difficult to put all of that aside and completely switch off and think, no, today I need to make sure that I'm beating you in every way, shape or form. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really rough headspace.
It is hard, isn't it? I find it really hard. I try and just see people as like blank rather than like people who mean something to me. But no, it was hard work, but it was enjoyable. And I thought the men played really well.
They did.
So let's move on to
the championship.
So we had Young Farmers 24, Thompson 2, 18. Marbury Misfits 18, Castletown Spaniards 30, and Manx Gem Sapphires 33. Balasala C 14. And then the other one is a Simcox game.
Yeah, Simcox Gold Eagles 29 and Route 1 Turbos 22.
Any shock results here? I was expecting the Spaniards Misfits game to be closer.
To be a bit close. And do you know what? It's really funny. Sarah Collister had come up to me at 9 at the NSC and said, I'm really nervous for my game now. And I said, why? Why are you nervous for your game? She said, well, you're predicting me for a win. You're predicting us to go out for a win. Now I'm really nervous. And I thought, that is hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, don't put too much merit in what we say.
I make it up every week. Random number generator.
Yeah, we'd be awful in Vegas, honestly. Yeah, that's pretty much the only result that surprised me. How was the Simcox and Route 1 game? Did you see that one?
I didn't. They were up at Bemahague, but by all accounts, they worked really hard for the win, which is good. Ailish Kelly actually got player of the match for that game. She has moved from Gems to Simcox this year. Mm-hmm. And it's just really nice to see that, you know, game two for them. She's a shooter. She played goal shooter for the whole game and managed to get goal attack for the match. She managed to get player of the match. And I just think that's great. She's obviously slotted in well and done her job as a shooter. So,
excellent.
Yeah, good for her.
Let's move on to Division 1. Mm-hmm. Now, I might need your help. Are we starting with Simcox Green in Division 1?
Yes.
Simcox Green, 26. Route 1 Vaults, 31. Balasala D, 37. Balasala E, 11. Manx Gems Emeralds, 27. Ramsey Blacks, 29. Ooh, close one. And is that all of them?
That's all of them.
Okay, that's all of them. I was scoring the Manx Gems Emeralds, Ramsey Blacks.
I umpired.
No, I wasn't. That was a different one. Sorry.
I umpired Greens and Route 1. And as a coach, it was very, very frustrating to stand and umpire and watch when things were going wrong and not be able to say anything like, move, like, do something. But Greens were in the lead up until the final quarter, maybe. And not substantially so, but had a couple of goals in their favour. So to have, lost them and then Route 1 have converted so many in like the space of 10 minutes.
What was it? What lost it?
So some of it, if in the circle, the girls were really, really working to get themselves free, but were so lateral on their drives and there was nothing towards that ball that the defence just had to keep with them, and then it was 50-50 when a ball came in and came out on top a few of the times. There were a few unfortunate goals that, rounded out of the post and came back out, and Route 1 happened to get the rebound. They just really struggled getting it into the goal circle in the last few quarters. And Route 1, like, when you're getting turnovers, you really get into a flow of, like,
you ride that energy sort of thing.
You absolutely do. And it's then really hard to stop that. And, after they'd got, like, 5 turnovers in a row, well, that was it.
Yeah.
They'd, in their head, signed, sealed, delivered. That game was done. And for the team on the opposite side, where you're getting all these turnovers against you, it's really hard to be like, right, well, we're not doing anything right anymore. So I think heads had gone down. Route 1 just continued to apply pressure and do everything really well. And then, goals not sinking and bouncing out massively knocks your confidence. And then there was hesitancy to put up the ball. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, route one were great. They were just really, really good the whole game.
Yeah.
Even though that they weren't winning up until half time, didn't
confident.
Faze them.
Yeah,
you could tell that throughout the match they were there 150%. Mm. And they were like, well, at one point we're going to get this turnover. At one point we're going to force that ball to go out. And then it happened, and then it happened again, and it happened again, and then suddenly it was just like, well, that's it now. They've broken out, and yeah,
it's incredible what mindset can, how it can change a game.
Massively.
Balasella D, Balasella E, maybe not that big a gap to be expected, but we did expect that.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that Gems Ramsey game, but it looks like it was an excellent one to watch.
I think we did predict Blacks for the win, actually.
Mm.
I'm sure we said Ramsey have confidence and, well, managed to hold their own, didn't they?
Excellent. Let's move on to Division 2. So we have Atla Group Panthers 25, Castletown Vikings 32, Castletown Jets 28, Ramsey Scarlets 20, and Manx Gems Corals 29, Ramsey Reds 9. Now, I was scoring the Corals Reds game. I thought Ramsey played really well, like through court, but the goals just weren't sinking,
right,
unfortunately. And it was those annoying ones where they kind of, like you say, roll around the rim and bounce out. But credit to Coral's shooting circle, both were excellent, and their keeper. It was smart defence as well.
Oh, wow.
But I just felt a bit bad for Ramsey because they were getting it to their shooters, but it was just kind of unlucky. Yeah, just one of those days. Did you see any of the other games?
I didn't see any of the other ones, although I'm pretty convinced I'd said Castletown for the win on both.
Did you? Okay,
I think I might have done.
Okay, I owe you some money. Just turn up at my flat with a baseball bat.
I'll bring around my card reader.
Okay, let's move on to
Castletown Vikings. Sorry, just that's close.
Where?
Oh, they're both only
25-32
both of them.
Yeah.
So that's good. Castletown have quite a young side. I think in both teams. So really nice that they're able to compete at this level. So
definitely we like as the closer the game the better, because it's just exciting for everyone. So looking to tomorrow, we have Balasella A versus yourself, Simcox Red, and then Thompson One versus myself, Route One Connections, and Atla Group Pumas versus Balasella.
Who do the men have then? The men don't display on the website because they're just there for their own competition rather than being part of the league results at the moment. So
yeah,
if you don't see them on the website, guys, that's why.
Thank you for that. Will they be playing? Oh,
who is missing?
We've got the Ballers, got the Simcox, Route One, Thompson, Pumas. Why is this so? Oh, Blues. They're playing Blues.
They are playing Blues.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Sorry, Blues.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yes, playing the Blues.
Okay, so we'll just do, we're not gonna analyse all these games, but one to watch. Which would you pick as a one to watch?
Thompson Route One.
I love being
I would
spotlight.
Say Bala Simcox, but don't come and watch it because I'll have sick to my stomach anxiety. It's not the one to watch, so don't come and watch.
You perform well under pressure, so I think you should go watch. But I know you're going to be missing a couple of players.
We are, which is unfortunate. Chloe Swales is out with injury. Nat is still resting her ankle. So yeah.
That will be a good game to watch. Like,
no,
not
really. No, right?
Yeah, I think our game will be a good one because the result from last week was really good for Thompson. They only lost to Balasella A by 2, which I don't think we were expecting.
No.
So that's going to be a nice, tough game.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. And then moving on to the championship, we've got we've got Route 1 Turbos versus Young Farmers, Balasella C versus Marbury Misfits, Castletown Spaniards play Castletown Celts, and Manx Gems Sapphires play Simcox Gold Eagles. Standout match to watch.
If I was going to put money on it, I would put it on Gems and Sapphires. Sapphires and Golds.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams were in the Prem with each other last year. last season.
Oh, yeah, that will be
good.
Yeah,
and I know both sides do have slightly different teams, but, you know, if, yeah, I'd You're say gonna... that should be a close one.
Yeah, good, excellent. I wonder what Ballasy and Marbury Misfits will be like.
I know, that was another one that I was thinking. Maybe that will be quite close.
Yeah, and also, to be fair, and also Turbos and Farmers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to try. I'm at Bemahague tomorrow, so I'm just going to see what's after our game. And then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to say the one to sort of get your popcorn out for is Sapphires versus Golds, and I would say Ballasalasi versus Marbury Misfits. Oh, we haven't done win predictions. Sorry, let's just do that really quickly.
Really quick, yeah.
In the Prem, Ballaray Simcots Red. I'm assuming you'll back yourself.
I'm going to back myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Just to be controversial, I'll back Ballaray.
Don't even do that.
I don't want to take away from Ballaray, but I think under the circumstances as well.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting.
And they will be, you know, will they beat their B team by a similar margin to we only beat the B team, so.
So I'm going to put money on Ballaray.
That was disgusting. I can only apologise.
We'll clean that up after. Thompson 1 versus Route 1. I'm going to back us, Route 1.
Well, controversial, then I'll back Thompson.
Oh my God, I can't believe you've done that. And Pumas versus Ballasalla B. I'm going to back Balla B.
Likewise.
Yeah.
And then Blues versus Men's.
And Blues versus Men's.
I love the Blues. I think it's going to be Men's.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. And then Route 1 Turbos or Young Farmers? I'm going to back Route 1.
Turbos, yeah.
Okay. Ballasy, Marbury Misfits?
Marbury.
I'm going to back Marbury as well. Spaniards versus Celts?
Spaniards.
Same. And Gems, Sapphires versus Gold Eagles?
Up the Golds.
Up the Golds. I'll go Sapphires.
Yeah.
And then we are on to Division 1. So we've got Ballasalla E versus Simcots Green Eagles, Route 1 Vaults versus Manx Gems Emeralds, and Ramsey Blacks versus Ballasalla D. So let's start at the top. Who are you predicting?
I have to go with Greens.
Of course. I'm going to back Greens as well, actually. Route 1 versus Gems Emeralds. I'm going to back Route 1.
Gems.
Okay. And Ramsey Blacks versus Ballasalla D.
Balla D.
Yeah, I'm going Balla D as well. And then, Division 2, we have Castletown Vikings versus Castletown Jets, Ramsey Scarlets versus Manx Gems Corals, and Ramsey Reds to play at the Group Panthers. So, Interclub, Castletown, Vikings versus Jets.
I don't know which one is which is so rude of me.
Know.
So, I'm going to go the Jets.
I'm going to go Vikings.
Okay.
Ramsey Scarlet versus Manx Gems Corals. I'm gonna go Corals. And then Ramsey Reds versus Atla Group Panthers.
I'm going Panthers.
I will go Reds then. Fab. Bing bang bong.
Bish bash bosh.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Bing bang bong.
I couldn't think of it. Oh, brilliant. And on that note,
it's time for you to get some sleep.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you very much for listening in. We've had some lovely compliments off a lot of you, so, and we really appreciate that.
It really boosts my ego.
Yeah, it's excellent. So yeah, have fun tomorrow. Best of luck in all your games. Play hard, play safe, and yeah, just enjoy being with your team. Bye for
now. See you guys soon.
Goodbye.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcast rail.